This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 2nd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, the second in a two-part series on the potential downsides of ethanol use. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. Illinois is expected to become the 19th state to ban indoor smoking in public places. Lawmakers have given their approval over the objections of business owners who argue it would hurt them financially. Sean Crawford reports.
Many bars and restaurants say a smoking ban will make them lose customers. They point to towns and counties with similar policies already in place and say businesses dropped off in those areas. But lawmakers were swayed more by the health concerns of secondhand smoke. The House voted 73-42 in favor of a ban, sending it to the governor's desk. House Democrat Karen Yarborough of Maywood says smokers will still have choices.
After this bill is signed into law, smokers can smoke in their homes, in their cars, and outside, or they can finally make a decision to decide to quit.
Estimates show nearly 3,000 people a year in Illinois die from secondhand smoke. Waiters, cooks, and others who work in taverns and restaurants have been vocal supporters of the ban. Governor Rod Blagojevich says he'll sign the measure into law. I'm Sean Crawford.
Only one lawmaker from the Champaign-Urbana area voted in favor of the ban. Democrat Naomi Jacobson of Urbana says banning smoking in bars and restaurants through the state will make things easier for local businesses that she says might lose customers to out-of-town competitors under a citywide ban.
It really makes the playing field level for all businesses in Illinois. But even beyond that, it's a health issue. This gives people safe places. It's good for people who want to enjoy many public facilities and who just have a difficult time doing it.
Legislators in all of the House districts adjacent to Jacobson's 103rd district voted against the smoke-free Illinois measure. The nearest lawmakers to vote yes were Republicans Dan Brady of Bloomington and Bill Mitchell of Forsyth. State senators in East Central Illinois all voted against the smoking ban when it passed the Senate a month ago. The Champaign City Council's newest member says she's looking forward to serving. 56-year-old Karen Foster replaces Geraldo Rosales as an at-large council member. We have a report from AM 580's Jim Meadows.
Karen Foster officially became a Champaign City Council member with her swearing in last night.
I, Karen Foster, having been elected to the office of City Council Member at Large and Township Trustee for the town.
But Foster is no stranger to other council members or city staff. She's been faithfully attending council meetings since last July, and she says that taught her a lot about city government.
It was a great learning experience, and that's what I needed to know. I needed to know how the council functioned. I wanted to know what the issues were so that when this day came, if it came for me in a positive way, then I would be ready to step in and hit the ground running.
As a candidate, Foster called for beefing up street repairs and improvements. She opposed rental registration, a citizens' police review board, and the citywide smoking ban. Even with a statewide smoking ban expected to be signed into law and take effect next year, Foster says she'd vote to lift the citywide smoking ban on bars for the remainder of this year if Mayor Jerry Schweihart makes the proposal. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Last night, Mayor Schweihart said he was interested in doing that. He was also sworn in last night. He'll be serving his third term as mayor. Site work has now begun in downtown Champaign on the next big construction project there. The 9-story M2 on Neal building will go up the corner of Neal and Church. The $41 million building comes from the developers of the One Main building across the street. Like its neighbor, M2 will feature a mix of offices, shops, and condominiums. Champaign Deputy City Manager for Development Craig Rost says the real construction work will be coming in a few weeks.
They'll do probably a month's worth of this kind of site work until they start drilling caissons and really digging things, big things up in earnest. But I would think within the next month to 2 months, we'll see major construction going on there. And then it'll take about a year and a half to complete the project.
Rust says construction will begin this fall on a city parking deck adjacent to the M2 building. In addition to the nearby parking deck, the M2 project is also getting tax incentives from the city, plus the gift of land at the site. It had been a city parking lot for more than 40 years. The Pentagon says a 21-year-old soldier from the Moultrie County town of Gaze has died in Iraq. Army Private Cole Spencer was killed Saturday with two other soldiers during combat in Salman Pak, Iraq. They served in the 3rd Infantry Division based at Fort Benning, Georgia. In a statement issued through the Lieutenant Governor's office, Spencer's family said he attended the Private Heritage Baptist Academy in Gaze, located west of Mattoon. He's survived by his parents and a brother. Some on the University of Illinois' Urbana campus yesterday joined the large number of immigrant rights protests around the country. More than 200 people attended a noon hour rally on the U of I quad. AM 580's Jeff Bossert has more.
Jose LaLuz, a labor union organizer in New York, was among the guest speakers who rallied the crowd. He says the forces shaping the debate in Congress deny immigrants of their basic human rights. Uriel Montoya is a past president of the student immigrant rights group La Colectiva.
While legislation is being discussed and debated, the ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is terrorizing our communities. That's the biggest problem right now. We understand that it's dealing with the law, but it's been incrementing tremendously, and we've seen it, and our communities have felt it.
Montoya says the best Congress has to offer, Chicago Democrat Luis Gutierrez's STRIVE Act, is still not perfect, but his group is endorsing it. The measure creates an employment eligibility verification system, secures borders, and adds resources for the immigrant court system. Illinois' Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights calls it a good start. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Government-funded programs that pay for conservation on farmland have done a lot to improve the environment over the last 20 years. The federal government has paid farmers to take some cropland and set it aside to protect waterways and wildlife habitat. In the second of a two-part series on ethanol from the Environment Report, Julie Grant reports that some of that conservation is being stalled.
A good hard rain can wash a lot of valuable soil off a farm field. John Walbrown grows corn and soybeans on his farm. He says losing soil is just like losing money. The soil carries with it all the nutrients he's put on the fields to help the crops grow, things such as nitrogen and phosphorus. Walbrown says he's put in a good number of grass waterways through the fields to help filter the water and hold on to that soil.
And so when you put in a grass waterway, it dramatically reduces the amount of erosion. And it is just better for the water supply, better for our crop. We're keeping our soil in our field opposed to getting put away.
What Walbrown calls nutrients in the field are considered pollution once they wash into rivers and lakes. So Walbrown says planting grass near waterways is good for everyone, except it means he's got to use land that otherwise could be growing crops, and that's a loss of income. Walbrown has gotten various government assistance to offset those losses. The largest program is called the Conservation Reserve Program, known as the CRP for short. John Johnson is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says when you add up all the farms like John Walbrown's around the country, the CRP is making a huge difference in reducing agricultural runoff into waterways.
Over 450 million tons of topsoil annually are prevented from eroding because of CRP. We've got lots of really good benchmarks and measurements of the success of CRP in both water quality, soil erosion, and wildlife habitat.
But that set-aside land is in high demand these days. There's been a huge call for biofuels to help reduce American dependence on foreign oil. Biofuels are made from crops such as soybeans and corn, especially corn. So Johnson says the government has decided to stop enrolling new farmland into the conservation program.
The overriding concern was that there is a need for a larger supply of corn and soybeans and wheat production right now. So given the need for that production, let's just take a pause right now from enrolling large acreage of additional farmland into the CRP.
Corn is used to make ethanol, a fuel that's now commonly blended with gasoline. That's caused corn prices to nearly double. So farmers say they're planting 12 million acres more corn this year than last year. That's the most corn grown in the U.S. in more than 50 years. Ralph Grassi, director of the American Farmland Trust, says corn needs a lot more nitrogen fertilizer than other crops. And when it rains, nitrogen moves quickly from the fields to the waterways. That's especially true when grass strips don't filter the runoff. Crossey says that nitrogen drains into creeks and rivers from 36 states into the Mississippi River and eventually to the Gulf of Mexico. There, it causes huge algae blooms that then die, sink, and the decaying matter causes low oxygen in the water called hypoxia. That's why the Corn Belt has been blamed for creating a huge dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico each year.
If you increase corn production and don't add the conservation practices, it will add nutrients and exacerbate the problems in the Gulf with hypoxia. But it's not just in the Gulf. It's problems for every local water district that has to purify water for drinking and other urban purposes. As they have to contend with more nutrients, they have to then, that increases their cost of cleaning up the water.
Crossey says the best place to clean the water is at the source. He says that's why the government should continue to help farmers pay for grass waterways and buffer strips. Those things prevent farm nutrients from getting into the water in the first place. He says the need for grass waters is even greater now that so much farmland is being planted in corn to meet the demand for more ethanol. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
The Environment Report is a production of Michigan Radio. Support comes from the Joyce Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Have something to say about the Environment Report? Send email to feedback@environmentreport.org.
Seeing an on and off chance of rain. Depending on where you are in the state, the chance will be greater or smaller. In central Illinois, we have a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today under cloudy skies. Mostly cloudy in the north early, then becoming mostly sunny in the northern parts of the two states. And in the south, clouds with widespread showers and thunderstorms. Our highs today will range from 57 along the Chicago lakefront to 77 in the far south. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says tonight it'll be partly cloudy in the north. In central and southern sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. And again, the storms will be most numerous in the south. Lows will range from 45 in the far north to around 60 far south. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny in the north again. In central and southern sections, though, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. And highs ranging from around 60 along the Chicago lakefront to 73 in the south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 2nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.